This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Jane Brown.
We are talking about financial literacy as we age. I think we all agree it's never too late to top up your education, especially when it comes to handling your finances as we get older. Before we go to our in-studio guest, I'll put that question to you. How financially literate are you? Do you feel in control of your finances, your income, your retirement funding? If yes, what are you doing to stay current? If no, we have one of the top experts in the country to point you in the right direction to get the answers you need. 416-360-0740 or toll free 1-866-740-4740. Joining me in studio is Doretta Thompson, CPA Canada's financial literacy leader. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks, Jane.
So CPA Canada runs sessions across the country, thousands of them, hundreds of them, I guess we could say, for thousands of people who are older and by volunteers. Tell us how this whole process came to be. It's quite remarkable, really.
It is, really. It started about 6 years ago when we were thinking about how our members could contribute, make a significant contribution to the public good, which is something that CPAs are very well known for. And we recognized that financial literacy, financial education was really an area where Canadians could need more help, and that our members were really uniquely qualified to do that because they're subject matter experts, but also are really trusted to give just objective, straightforward information with no sales message attached or anything like that.
Let's talk about the literacy courses in relation to older Canadians. Why that demographic?
Demographic is really important. For one thing, a number of our volunteers who are all members are now retired themselves, and they see that very near need for that in their own communities. But really, look at what we're seeing today. We are seeing an aging population, people living much longer in good health. We have retirements. You need to plan for a longer retirement, perhaps, than when other systems were set up. You don't really know how long you have to plan for, right? I mean, you can make some guesses. You can look at your, longevity in your family and things like that. But really, things have changed. People are living longer. People are living healthier. We have situations where women's financial literacy tends to be lower than men's financial literacy for a number of reasons. And women live longer than men and tend to marry older men. So it's not unusual to have, for women to outlive their husbands by about 10 years. And that's a significant, specific financial literacy challenge when you think about it.
That in and of itself, all of a sudden you're
in
a widow.
And of itself.
Perhaps you weren't taking care of the family finances.
Exactly.
And what do you do?
Exactly.
So what do you advise a person in that situation? And we'll talk about all kinds of scenarios this half hour.
Yes. In the situation, what we really try to advise people in with our sessions on budgeting, et cetera, in retirement, which is different from budgeting when you're still working. But first of all, to plan in advance, to make sure that each person knows where all the resources are, where all your papers are, all of that sort of thing. It's funny, my mother used to do a lot of volunteering with newly widowed women. I'm talking 20, 25 years ago, and you had women who had never even written a check before. Mm-hmm. They have no idea what to do. But I think today that there are a lot of resources out there. We work very hard. We want to make sure that people understand some very basic things. So first, you want to understand the income that you have. Where is your income coming from? And are you getting all of the benefits that you're entitled to.
Right.
And there are, you know, there every person's situation is different, which is why we really recommend that you get assistance with that. But a really good place to start is actually on the Canada.ca website, which is the Canadian government website. And they actually have a tool to help you identify. It asks some basic questions, and it will tell you what benefits you're entitled to. So that's the first thing. Make sure that you're actually getting all the benefits that you're entitled to and that you understand what they are. So most people have up to three sources of retirement income. The first one is those government benefits, old age security, the guaranteed income supplement, and then the Canada Pension Plan. And then there is, if you are employed, whatever employment plan that you had, whether you have a defined benefit plan or a defined contribution plan. And that's a really interesting situation. I think something we need to think hard about. The most significant change that's happened in this country over the last 20 years or so that will affect the long-term financial stability of Canadians is the move from defined benefit to defined contribution pensions. So a defined benefit pension means that you pay into a pension plan and you get a set amount, and it may be indexed, ideally, after you retire. Those kinds of pensions are becoming increasingly rare. And now what we have is defined contribution pensions, where you contribute, your employer may contribute a certain amount, a matching amount or some other amount, and that amount then gets used. But you become a lot more responsible for investment decisions yourself. And not everybody's ready for that. So that's a really significant change.
And we will outline how you can get involved in one of these courses, these financial literacy courses, at the end of the half hour. So grab a pen and a paper over the next few minutes. And before we get to 1 o'clock, Doretta will provide the information where you can sign up for these free and unbiased financial sessions. There were 2,300 of them across the country last year. 6,000 CPA volunteers took part to offer information to older people, older Canadians who are looking for financial information. And again, we will get to your calls here. You're lining up. I thank you. I just want to cover off a couple of the other areas that are covered off in these particular sessions. We spoke there about retirement finances, fraud protection for seniors.
Fraud protection is huge. Seniors are, and these are our most popular sessions. Seniors are actually targeted by fraudsters, and for very specific reasons. Now, of course, you will be subject to the kinds of fraud that everybody is subject to, but fraudsters will actually zoom in on particular aspects of the senior population.
How do they find them? How do they know that this phone number I'm dialing belongs to somebody who's older than 65?
Sometimes they don't. I mean, it's random, but more and more seniors are online. We know that's the fastest growing part, and they will find information. And I think one of the things you have to assume is that a certain amount of your information is out there. And there are certain kinds of security breaches that you can't protect yourself from. For example, we just recently, I think in the last couple of days, one of the big insurance companies had a major breach. Equifax had a major breach. So those kinds of things. But what you can do, you need to learn to protect your passwords, use your privacy settings. They will get your information from things like your Facebook account. A lot of seniors don't properly limit who can see what's on their Facebook feeds. So they can see when people are on holidays. They can see that your grandchildren are on holidays in Thailand, and then you're going to get that telephone call, right? So they will focus on that. Romance scams are a huge and really heartbreaking fraud for on seniors, many of whom are lonely. And these people will take a long time to build up a relationship through dating sites, or and then. But there are real warning signs. You know, when people want to come and visit you, but you need they need to send you money. You need to send them money, right? For the ticket or whatever it is. Anytime anybody asks you for money, don't. Now, the thing is that seniors tend to be very polite, even with the robocalls and the calls that people get. And it's really hard to say no. But do you know what? You did not win a cruise. You really didn't. Just hang up. You know, if you pick up the phone and there's that boat sound, hang up. It's
so the red flags are all over the place. It's very seldom that there will be a legitimate call for a promotion or from one of your banks.
That's not how they work.
That's not how they work.
It's not how they work. Another one that people really need to be aware of is the income tax frauds, where you get a phone call. They pretend to be from the government. If you don't, that's not how Revenue Canada or how CRA works.
Remind us how CRA works.
Well, CRA would not contact you in that manner. You would get something in
the mail. Yeah.
The other thing is seniors do not report frauds when they are victims, much less than other people. Shame is a real thing. More than 25% of the frauds perpetrated on seniors are by family members, and people are deeply ashamed of that. Another reason that they don't report is because they're afraid that they may lose their independence, particularly with older seniors. So, you know, make sure things like when you're setting up your powers of attorney, et cetera, that you really trust you're very careful in who you select, because they will be making financial decisions for you as well.
And that brings to light the third area that these sessions focus on. I'm with Doretta Thompson of CPA Canada. She's a financial literacy leader, and these financial sessions run across the country. And let's just talk about estate planning very quickly before we go to the calls.
Mm-hmm. Just very quickly, make sure that you do have your estate in order. You have and you should get advice on this, depending on what your resources are, depending on, what your goals are in retirement and what your goals are in terms of leaving a legacy with your family, and, you know, your children, your grandchildren, making sure that you've allowed for your own care in the event that you become incapacitated in whatever manner. Trust, it's very important that you select your trustees carefully, remembering that they can and will be making these decisions for you.
Okay, 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-7440. Before I take the first call, you want to outline the criteria of what information you can give to our listeners today.
Yes, I'd be happy to talk about the kinds of education that are available, where you can get more information. I can give you websites, etc. What I can't do is give advice on your particular financial situation.
But you can point us in the right direction.
That's right.
Okay, let's go to Mike in East York. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind on this topic?
Hi there. Just years ago, I actually held RRSPs. I held mortgages in my RRSP. I know they changed the rules on that. I'm just curious to know what your person could tell us about how those rules have changed, more especially. I held mortgages on my principal residence in my RSP. It was a second mortgage, and subsequently rented the place, so I got to write down the interest, et cetera. What's changed and why? Do we know?
No, I think that you need to get a financial advisor to talk about those kinds of changes. What we really want to talk about today is general where you can get basic information and the kinds of steps that you need to take to protect yourself and to inform yourself.
So, Mike, do you have a financial planner?
Yeah, I'm doing it myself, actually.
Oh, you're doing it yourself. So
pretty successfully, too, I would
say. Okay, enough.
In fact, financial planners, as a rule, scare me.
Okay.
One interesting thing about financial planners, and I think it's a really good opportunity to talk about this and about investment advisors, et cetera, because many people will at some point want a financial advisor. It's very important to understand how your financial advisor is paid. And it's important for you to ask that question, especially if they are selling any particular kind of investments. There are certified financial planners, and they have a fiduciary responsibility to put your interests first, a lot of financial institutions, the financial planners that are connected to institutions are are selling or maybe paid through promoting certain investments over others. So it's very important that you ask that question. Do not be embarrassed about asking that question. You have the right, indeed, I would say you have the responsibility to know the answer to that.
Your calls, Marcia in Toronto. Go ahead, Marcia.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. So I have RRSPs, and as you know, at age 71, they have to be converted to a RIF.
Yes, that's right.
Does the financial planner or does this person have any resources or websites that I can go to see what RIF would generate a compound interest of anywhere between 5 to 10% per annum?
Can you help Marcia a little bit with where to go with that question? Or
you would need to contact a professional, though those are very high rates of return to try to get guaranteed. You can check the CPA websites, each provincial. So if you're calling, is this Toronto? If you're calling, then yes. CPAontario.ca, and they will have a click through to find a CPA. Also, the financial planners, www.fpcanada.ca, and they will help you find a financial planner, a certified financial planner whose fiduciary responsibility is to you. That's, I think, a really important thing to consider when you're looking for advisors. Make sure you understand, as I said before, how they're paid and how they will invest your money. They will look at your entire financial situation and the different aspects. There are so many factors that come into this, and you also want to minimize tax and how you're taking money out. As you know, after 71, you have to start withdrawing it. There are tax implications. So my suggestion to you would be that you contact an independent financial advisor.
Very good. We have just a couple more minutes for maybe one more call. 416-360-0740. Toll free 1-866-744-740. What's important to know, Doretta, if you're still working and planning for retirement?
I think the important thing is to think ahead, understand, first of all, what your desired retirement is like. It's interesting that more Canadians are working past the age of 65 than ever before. In terms of income and in terms of your government benefits, that has a significant impact. So you want to make sure that you work that through with your advisor, and you know, because you can delay taking certain government benefits, which would otherwise be clawed back. So understand what your desired future is. You know, we're seeing three different categories of people who continue working past the age of 65. We have the kind of victory lappers, people who love what they do and just want to keep doing it. We have people who cut back a lot and just do it for social reasons, to keep busy, etc. And then we have, sadly, a growing population of people who cannot afford to retire. And we're seeing a very specific demographic emerging, which is the age 55 to 65 of people who have little to no retirement savings. And that's when you really need to do some work.
And so for those people, if we could speak specifically to people between 55 and 65 who don't have much in the way of money saved for the retirements, what is the best course of action moving forward? You can't go back. So how do you move forward?
Start saving as much as you can. Look at your budget. Look at what you're doing.
Downsize
if you need to. Do not go into any further debt. One of the saddest things we see is people in that age group who are taking out mortgages, et cetera, on their homes for their adult children. You really need to have that self-interest of protecting your own retirement to make sure that you have the retirement that you want to have and that you've worked for.
In terms of a fraud protection for seniors, we did talk about that briefly. If you are a victim of fraud, what advice can you pass along in terms of where people can go, yeah, what they should do to report it, how they can maybe recoup their losses?
The first thing is tell someone. Do not let it go unreported. You can get a fraud alert put on all your accounts through the credit fraudulent activities. So there are two credit bureaus in Canada. Those are Equifax and TransUnion. So make sure you report to both of those, and they will put a fraud alert on your accounts. Mm-hmm. The second thing is of course call all your creditors, and that's why you should have all your accounts, etc., in a separate place. Though often, if your identity's been stolen, you have all that information. You just don't have control over it anymore. Right. So you want to make sure that you report it, and then make sure you tell the police. So report, report, report. It's very important.
Doretta, I'm sure you have intrigued many of our Zoomer Radio listeners about these financial sessions where, I mean, it sounds great, free and unbiased suggestions and education. Give us the directions to get into one of these courses.
Okay, so our sessions are, they're free, they're an hour long, and they're focused on a couple of topics related to the needs of seniors. We offer them to community groups, faith communities, anywhere where people gather and learn. So to request a session, you go to www.cpacanada.ca/FLseniors. That's financial literacy seniors. And any organization can book a session. And we will send one of our volunteers who will come and do the sessions for you.
So all lowercase cpacanada.ca/FLseniors.
That's right.
Okay, one more time. cpacanada.ca/FLseniors to inquire about these free and unbiased financial sessions, which may come in handy as we age and as we all, as you say, live longer, and we need to fund these long lives that we're living.
That's right.
Doretta, thank you so much. Very informative.
Thank you.
Doretta Thompson is with CPA Canada.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.